So I have shown how diet it greatly impacts the amount of habitat loss that needs to occur for our agricultural needs, and how land use efficiency and energy use efficiency are related concepts to are related to habitat loss. And now I want to talk a little bit about the need to restore the ability for species to move, to restore connections and connectivity. And corridors are one way to do this, biological corridors. So before we talk a little bit more about corridors, I want to give you guys some terminology here, some of which you've heard of before. Remember, the matrix is the dominant non-habitat land use that surrounds patches of habitat and corridors of habitat. A patch is just an area of habitat within a matrix. And this is the habitat patches that provide the resources that species need to survive and reproduce. A corridor is a continuous physical connection, right, that facilitates movement between habitat patches. And the corridor itself may or may not provide resources for the animal to survive and reproduce. It might just simply be a way for them to move. And then stepping stones are sort of a different kind of can be seen as a different kind of corridor. This is especially useful for organisms that can fly, like birds and some insects and things. These are small patches of habitat that are not physically connected, but close enough that they can facilitate movement of certain organisms between the larger, more important habitat patches.